Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Breaking news is the fact that we have just learned here at CNN that CNN has been blocked from a White House gaggle. Gaggle, essentially, informal gathering of reporters, print, radio, television, coming together to be briefed, in this case, by the White House. The White House daily briefing not happening today. And traditionally, and you've seen the pictures, lots of reporters were included in that. This is so incredibly significant because this has never happened in this administration. Not only is CNN blocked, other organizations blocked, the New York Times, the LA Times, and Politico. Apparently, the White House Correspondents Association is protesting.
So there you go. That's how this day started. You know, Fridays are normally, and how you doing, everybody? It's Chad Benson Show. Happy Friday. Fridays are normally a dead day in the world of politics, right? You know, they release something rather late. We're fortunate enough, we go on later than the other shows. They talk through their stuff. They release something rather late. And every once in a while, we're fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do something like this. But this is, to me, significant. I'll tell you why. CNN, Politico, New York Times, LA Times, and BuzzFeed all were essentially blocked from this briefing here. Not a fan of it. I'm going to tell you that right now. Look, some of them may have had made up stories about you. Some of them may have said some things that you weren't a fan of. But I'll tell you this right now. I don't like the way this goes, because when you start with blocking 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, who's 6, who's 7, who's 8? Pretty soon you're the only one in the room and you're broadcasting to nobody. I don't like it. Not a big fan of it. And yes, there are issues out there with fake news stories. There are issues out there with a lot of different stuff. But this, to me, I don't like. Other people may agree. And I've seen people on my Facebook, and I've seen people on Twitter. Absolutely. Oh, they deserve it. They're getting exactly what they deserve. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. I'm not into this. I'm not buying this. This is not something that I'm a big fan of. You know who these people are. You know what they're about. Take care of your own business. Let everything else work out for itself. But when you start doing this, you start saying to somebody, I don't think you should be involved. And that, to me, is uncomfortable. Today at CPAC, this is how Trump wandered out there, and this is what he started talking about early at CPAC cut number 2.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none.
They have no sources. They make them up when they're none. You don't block the media. Look, you may not be a fan of the LA Times or the New York Times. You may not be a fan of I don't even know what BuzzFeed is. I think it's only a website. So, again, yeah. But Breitbart was there. You're letting in a lot of these other people that are saying, whoa. You can't just have friends of the president, all right? You can't just have who's going to be nice to the president. And that's the perception. I've talked to a lot of people today. Look, some of the people that love Trump think this is a great idea. They're excited about this. But a lot of people that voted for Trump, but it was a close vote on whether or not they were going to go for him, they're uncomfortable with this. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it. I like a free press. If you disagree, I'd like to know why. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. Again, he was at CPAC today. He was talking about the fake news as the enemy of the people, as opposed to what everybody thought he was saying, all news. Here's clip number 3 about the dishonest media.
The dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. But I am only against the fake news media or press. Fake. They have to leave that word. I'm against the people that make up stories and make up sources.
Okay, making up sources. Look, if you make up sources, if you make up lies and you get caught in it, that's a you thing. You shouldn't do that. Rolling Stone magazine's the big one we can point to last year. That was both making up stuff to try to paint a picture and also lazy journalism. He wants. He said today he wants people to out, you know, to be able to out the sources. We want to know who these sources are. We should know who these sources are. You can't do that. Sources are sources. If I have a source and I out that source isn't my source anymore. Plus, that source puts themselves in a situation where they're now under the microscope, and the retaliation, as we all know, may come sooner rather than later. And I'm not talking about being killed, so slow your roll. This today, though, I look at this as a situation where this is our First Amendment. I may not agree with what CNN says at times. I may not agree with the LA Times or the New York Times most of the times. But you know what? They're a news organization. They are. They're a news organization. And have they an idea of how they'd like to go after this president? Yes. Do they lean left? Yes. But they're a news organization. And this is the kind of thing that frustrates the hell out of me with this administration. Jake Tapper took to the airwaves today to talk about it. And in so many words, he echoed my sentiments. Clip 33.
Not make any mistake about what's happening here. A White House that has had some difficulty telling the truth and that has seemed to have trouble getting up to speed on the basic competent functioning of government. And a president who seems particularly averse to any criticism and has called the press the enemies of the American people. They are taking the next step in attempting to avoid checks and balances and accountability. It's not acceptable. In fact, it's petulant and indicative of a lack of basic understanding of how an adult White House functions.
Look, he had this, you know, along the path of the run to the White House, there were several radio companies and radio hosts who he did not want to go on the air with because they weren't friendly. They were going to ask him serious questions. You can't do that. You got the biggest bully pulpit in the world. You do. Take him head on. Take him head on first and foremost with success. Do the things that are going to make this country successful. Bring the jobs back. Fix the tax situation, fix regulation, which you did today, but all of that means nothing now because we're going to look at something else. You stand up there and you take them on head to head with the success. Let your actions be the words, because guess what? The more that they fight against you, but the more you're successful, the more they'll be irrelevant to other people. The more. Like with Jim Acosta, you went after him, you talked about him, go at it, but you know what? Better yet, do it with your action. Don't shut them out. Let them in. Show them you're different. Read a story yesterday where he is the most opening and inviting when it comes to being able to get to the president. I'm not talking about the media. I'm just talking about people in and around him. Assistants of assistants of assistants who have a question can walk right into his office and ask him a question. His door's never shut. Come on in. Let's talk. You need to do that with the media. Get them off your back by being successful. I'd rather be wide open and let them see everything. Give them every opportunity. Because now what you've done is you've made the next 4 years beyond a fight. So yesterday, Steve Bannon said it's going to get worse than it is right now. Jake Tapper was not finished there. He continued on with his rant about the White House.
Misunderstand what's going on with that rhetoric and with today's action banning various media outlets, including CNN and the New York Times. This White House does not seem to respect the idea of accountability. This White House does not seem to value an independent press. There is a word for that line of thinking. The word is un-American.
Un-American. I don't know if I go as far as saying it's un-American, but it's damn close. It is. We value the freedoms we have in this country, like the First Amendment. We need a free, open press. And I have something to say about what Jake Tapper said, because they're not unbiased. I think we know that. But you doing this today, you've drawn a line now. Granted, you know what? People are saying, well, what about what Fox and happened with Obama? I don't care about what happened with Fox and Obama. That was then. This is today where I live. If you have a Wayback Machine and you want to go in the Wayback Machine and talk about it, then do it. I want to focus on today. 844-344-2423. Am I wrong? I know he has every right to do this, but is it the right thing to do? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. 844-344-2423. Are you happy about this? Are you happy about this? Are you happy about blowing out the media like this, even if it's only for one day? The thought process. Me, I'm not a fan of it. I like my media open. I like my media. Look, he doesn't have to tell me that a lot of this crap that they spew is a bunch of baloney, half-assed, reworked. But I know that, and so do you, because you're smart. But when you do something like this, it makes me wonder. 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 344-323. Jeez, I have so many numbers. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. 844-DIG-CHAD is the line to call in. Got a great show today. Lots of stuff. CPAC is in full effect. We'll have our man Phil, who will be out there. Peter's filling in for Phil today because Phil's actually at CPAC. We'll have him. We're going to talk about the Oscars and the Razzies, my kind of awards. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I would have come last year, but I was worried that I would be, at that time, too controversial. We wanted border security. We wanted very, very strong military. We wanted all of the things that we're going to get. And people consider that controversial, but you didn't consider it controversial.
Something is going on here.
Say what?
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, man, what a day. CPAC saw that their guy, the president of these here United States, roll on in there. Talk about, hey, it was too controversial last year to show up at CPAC in the run-up to the White House. By the way, the straw poll last year had him third. Ted Cruz, then little Marco, and then the Trumpster. As we all know, the Trump went on to win the whole thing, and he is in the White House. And today, the Trump decided that the media should no longer, a certain portion of the media should no longer be allowed in the White House, which I'm not a huge fan of. I'm very upset. To me, it's an attack on the First Amendment. You may not like him, but let's just be honest with you here. I don't want to start picking and choosing who should be in that room to report. Because in the end, what are you going to end up with? Fox? Breitbart? Right? The Blaze? A few other things? I don't think so. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Let's bob, let's weave, let's do a little urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. Man, there are so many words. I was looking at like so many. I'm going to do something that I think you guys are going to like, all right? I was, like, looking around at all these urban words, and I'm like, man, I've got, like, 500. Because people send me urban words all the time. And I'm like, do I want to do this one? Some of these things you can't do. Some of these things you can do. Oh, my goodness. But then I thought to myself, let's do something enjoyable, shall we? Let's do something funny, shall we? Redneck teleprompter. Redneck teleprompter is your urban word of the day. What is a redneck teleprompter? That is when you have to write notes on your hand in order to remind you what to say in certain situations. Case in point, you go somewhere, you really like, you got to talk about something, maybe you forget what you're supposed to talk about, and you're supposed to be ad-libbing it, and you look down because you've written it on your hand, boom, there's your redneck teleprompter. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
My cranium is stretched. And again, Phil will join us a little bit later. He's at CPAC. Today was quite a day at CPAC. Lots of stuff were going on. We're going to talk a bit about it with Phil. Also today, remember what you talked about yesterday? We had the trans issue. We talked a bit about that, but I didn't really get into it because, quite frankly, while it may affect some people, which it does, It is small in the effect. Doesn't mean we should minimize the effect, the people, the fears, the worries on both sides, right? Because we're always worried about how does the person who is going to go into that locker room with the sex that they identify as, how do they feel? Like, what is that? What you know, we care about their feelings, but the 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 kids in there, guys or girls, we never care about their feelings. We don't take their feelings into account. Because if they say, I feel uncomfortable, then it's just easy for us to say, well, you're a transphobe, you're a homophobe, you're a racist, you're whatever we need to say anymore. People say, why aren't you dealing with it more? Because to me, but I did say yesterday, look, while it's important to the people that it affects, the truth is most of the people in America care about the economy, care about health care. Today's new Pew Research poll shows that Obamacare is at one of the highest levels it's ever been at. Because people are worried and people are scared. People want their jobs back. People are worried about that. JCPenney's today announced they're going to get rid of close a ton of their stores. Even though they made money for the first time in a long time, in their fourth quarter, they're still trying to close the stores and take most of the things they can online. People care about jobs. People care about the economy. They care about their health care and their health. They care about the things that matter to them. I think we take certain situations and we blow them up. And it's funny because I got so many people that have been writing me and texting me, asking me about why haven't I addressed this issue. I think I've more than addressed it when it comes to the trans and the bathroom things. I don't really want to sit here and talk about bathroom issues. I'm over it. Let the states handle it. Let's all move on with our lives. Let's worry about, like today, regulation. Great rollback in regulation. The president went in. He did something which I think was absolutely great, only to outdo himself later on in the afternoon by making sure CNN and the New York Times, LA Times, BuzzFeed, and Politico couldn't be in the room. It is a choppy, wacky White House. 844-344-2423. That's the text line. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
United Talent Agency had its pre-Academy Awards party scheduled for today, but it will instead host a rally at its Beverly Hills headquarters. The rally is to express concern over what they are calling the anti-immigrant sentiment here in the United States. The rally is just the first anti-President Trump demonstration that Hollywood will be holding over the weekend and during the 89th Oscar ceremony on Sunday. UTA is also planning on donating $250,000 to the ACLU to help combat anti-immigration legislation. Jason Campidonia, NBC News Radio, Los Angeles.
I'll tell you right now, the Oscars, I think, is going to be one giant political demonstrations, which is one of the reasons I think a lot of people also are shying away from the Oscars over the last several years, is they're sick and tired of hearing people whine, 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 and they're just, you know, look, you're an actor, we want you to act, that's what we want, right? That's what we want from entertainers. We want you to act. Now, granted, you got a huge platform, massive platform. Like I said about Colin Kaepernick last year, we pay attention to Colin Kaepernick because he's the quarterback of an NFL team. Colin Kaepernick at the Piggly Wiggly, Colin Kaepernick at Sears, Colin Kaepernick at Starbucks doesn't get the same attention taking a knee. So we pay attention. But sometimes, like everything, you just want to show up, you want to be entertained, you want to leave. If you're an accountant, I don't come to you for your opinion. I come to you so you do my accounting, right? If you're my doctor, I don't come to you for your political opinion. I come to you because you're my doctor. You don't come to me for my singing and dancing, although it is amazing. You come to me because I give you opinion. I read, I learn, I talk, I bring new ideas and throw opinions out there. This is my pretend gift. What he did today? You want me to sing? I'll sing, Peter. Yeah. I had a big lunch, though. And I've been working a long time. I just want to point this out. I started my radio programs this morning early on. Peter, I'll have you know, I was with my man Doug Steffen this morning. To give you a sense of the earliness of which I arose to be on thine radio. But I think we do. And I think the Oscars had trouble selling their spots this year. And a lot of that is because, you know what, people don't want to be seen. It goes both ways. Here's the thing. People will complain that you are associated with Trump, so we're going to pull this, we're going to do that. And we've heard about the fear factor of many of these executives who take notice when people take to social media and start campaigns against their products because of Trump or because of what they perceive to be whatever it is, right? They're worried about it. On the opposite side, while they don't say it, because that's mostly the left-leaning side of the thing, they worry about being associated with people that hammer the president all the time. They're in a tricky situation. They're in a very tricky situation. And they had trouble this year filling up their position when it comes to selling all the spots. It's going to go on. There's going to be several speeches. And then people will start tuning out because they're over being told how horrible Trump is. They're all over being told, because you have to understand something too. The middle of America, the parts that New York and LA forget exist, that middle of America loves Oscars, loves movies, loves all of those things. Also voted a lot for Trump. So when you sit there and you tear apart the person that they voted for, after a while, they feel like it's an affront on them. And they get bored. And they tune out. I have friends in the Midwest. That, you know what they do? They like to watch what people are wearing, and then that's it. They don't care about the rest of the stuff. Because they don't want to hear about it. Even if there's none of it, they're never going to. Just don't want to hear. It's just, I'm over it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. There is the Oscars this weekend. I have got the movies in front of me. We do this every year where I lay out what I believe is going to win the Oscars, having never seen a one of these movies. That's the beauty of my magical skills. La La Land will win for Best Picture. Now, producer Peter, you love La La Land. And Anthony liked La La Land, didn't love it, said the music really wasn't that memorable. I guess that's the best way to describe it. One law, not two. And producer Anthony likes the movies that win stuff like this. I don't. Let's see here. As far as best director, Damien Chazelle will probably win it. He is also the director of La La Land. So he's probably going to grab that. All right. Then we move down to best actor. Now, best actor has, this is probably maybe the toughest award. Casey Affleck probably deserves to win it from what everybody's saying. Andrew Garfield, I didn't see the movie Hacksaw Ridge, but he is Spider-Man, so it can't be that bad. Ryan Gosling is probably the person that you would think lands second. Viggo Mortensen is also the other favorite, right? So those two. But the one who will win it is Denzel Washington. How much of that is makeup from last year with the Oscar so white? You know, people that I know have seen both the play and the movie said he was better in the play, and the movie and the play were the exact same thing. So there you go. I'd like to see Viggo in it. I think that'd be cool. Ruth Negga is, and yes, I said N-E-G-G-A. I'm pointing it out. That's her name. Didn't make it up. That's her name. She, I think, will win. Actress. Isabel Humpert for Elle. Ruth for Loving. Natalie Portman for Jackie. Emma Stone for La La Land. Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins, which I did not see, although several people have released their ballots and some of the scathing things they say, because we get it every year. One of them says that she was like a clown. Is that what it is? She was a clown in that movie, Meryl Streep. Best supporting actor, my money's on Jeff Bridges. for Hell or High Water, which a lot of people out there are saying it should be the best movie of the year. Let's see. You've got Marshala Ali for Moonlight, Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel for Lion, and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals. My money's on Jeff Bridges. And best supporting actress, hands down, is going to be Viola Davis. You don't even know who the other are. You don't even care. None of it matters. Viola's going to win. She probably should win best actress, but she's not going to, because she's going to be best supporting actress. So that's what you got there. Now, we move over to the movies that I have seen. The Razzies. Now, the 37th annual Razzies. These are the awards for the movies that are horrible. But they're horribly funny, and at times they're huge blockbusters. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, The Secret of the Democratic Party, Independence Day Resurgence, and Zoolander number 2 are up for the worst pictures. My money is it's probably going to either be Independence Day or Gods of Egypt. I saw Dirty Grandpa last night. It was funny. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Worst actor, Ben Affleck, Batman versus Superman. Gerard Butler, Gods of Egypt. Henry Cavill, Batman, Superman. Robert De Niro, Dirty Grandpa. Dinesh D'Souza as himself. And Ben Stiller in Zoolander 2. My money on this, Ben Affleck. Wouldn't it be great if Ben won a Razzie and his brother won an Academy Award? Worst actress, Megan Fox, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. No! Saw it! Tyler Perry, Boo, A Madea Halloween. Julia Roberts, Becky Turner as herself in Hillary's America. Naomi Watts, Divergent, and Shailene Woodley, Divergent. I'm going to go with Tyler Perry, Boo, A Madea Halloween. These are the movies I see. I'll see, out of all of these, I've seen Dawn of Justice, Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt. Yeah, I've seen those. They're stupid, yeah, yeah. But so what? Nicolas Cage is nominated for worst supporting actor for Snowden. And to be honest with you, I think he's in there for like 5 minutes, if that. That's how bad he is. Every year he could win an award for something. That guy cannot pick. He won in 1995 for Leaving Las Vegas, an Academy Award, and since then, been downhill. But you got your award, right? It's all that matters. You got one. Other people don't have one. You got one. Think about that for a second. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program. We're discussing everything and then some today, including I'm still waiting for somebody to take me up on why this is a great idea that shutting the news media out of the White House is a solid idea. 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. Phil, the producer, the man, the myth, the legend, he's going to join us from CPAC here in a little bit. We'll be talking to him about that. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
You know, the dishonest media, they'll say, he didn't get a standing ovation. You know why? No, you know why? Because everybody stood and nobody sat. So they will say he never got a standing ovation. Right?
Yo, know what this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
Oh, man, what a day. Usually Fridays are quiet. Today, a little bit louder than normal. Trump was at CPAC, and then you roll into this whole thing about essentially banning CNN, New York Times, LA Times, BuzzFeed, and Politico, at least today. Telling him, shh, not today you're not. Not today you're not. Joining us now on the road in beautiful D.C., ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you may recognize him as producer Phil. Tonight he's Phil, the roving reporter from CPAC. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, how's it going, Chad?
It is going. So you last night, let's break down last night. Last night you went out to CPAC. You saw a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Pence was there. But what was it like outside? Because I think a lot of people that I've talked to want to know, is there craziness outside? Do we have a lot of protesters? Are people pissed?
I'll tell you what, this morning, I didn't see any protesters for Pence last night, but with Trump this morning, there was a little area of protesters. I mean, everyone was pretty decent. There wasn't a whole lot of screaming and yelling. The protesters were doing their thing. Everyone at CPAC were doing their thing. So pretty much ignoring everybody else.
So talking to our man Phil, who is out there in beautiful D.C. heading in and around CPAC over the last couple days. Peter's been filling in for him as he's been out there. Everybody's given speeches. This is the big place to be. Trump wasn't there last year. Trump, of course, today was there. That had to be just so surreal because I don't think anybody believes he's a complete conservative. And this is really what CPAC is. It's a conservative event, not a Republican event.
You know, that's what I think the reason that Trump spoke today was because I think he's really trying to unify the party. I think he's sick and tired, just like everyone else is sick and tired of this bickering that's going on from within the party. And he's looking to sort of, you know, gin up the base, as it were, unify the base, and try to get some stuff done rather than just fighting with everybody.
You know, you talk about trying to get some stuff done, and today was crazy because, you know, he comes out, and tonight they just essentially say, whoop, guess what? You guys, CNN, everybody, you're not going to be allowed in here after taking the media on today. And then you look back and you think, Bannon yesterday said, if you think the fight's been bad with the media, it's going to get a lot worse. I'm sure people around CPAC are probably going, wait a minute here. We're about a Constitution and the First Amendment. There may be some fake news stories out there, but we don't want to shut everybody up.
Yeah, I think the mood actually around here, especially the media people that I've seen, it has not been like riled up or anything like that. Everyone seems to be, you know, cordial to everybody else. I don't think that there's an awful lot of infighting among the media against Trump here that I've seen. But Radio Row is just jam-packed.
Yeah, well, we were not invited again to Radio Row, as usual, every year. We're not invited. And not because I'm not super uber conservative is probably why they don't invite me. So what's on tap for the day? I mean, is everybody still in town, or are they already starting to bounce out of town for the weekend?
Tonight is another day of activities tomorrow, but not anyone who's been a big speaker. They're done. They're going home. Tonight are the big Reagan dinner, the keynote address. This is sort of the grand finale, and tomorrow's just sort of get your bags out, and we're all gonna have a little couple of breakout sessions before we jump back on a plane.
His name is Phil. He is our producer. He is out at CPAC tonight. He is going to, are you going to party hard tonight? Is tonight the night when everybody's like, they feel like it's over so they can loosen their ties and throw down a few bevies?
Yeah, I think I have a few people who can get me tickets to a couple of after parties. I'm getting ready to have dinner in just a moment and just go around and talk to people and pick up a few good sound bites and the general mood, though, has been optimistic. I mean, no one seems defeated here. You know, it's more,
that's a good thing.
Again, a unification. And, you know, Trump said he was going to do these things. You know, let's let him do these things. And let's try to get this country moving.
Well, that is amazing. His name is Phil. He is our producer. We love him. Sir, you have a fun, enjoyable night. Get absolutely hammered, but make sure you get back to the hotel safely. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Chad.
Tell you what, conservatives all getting together, and Trump said it. You know, last year they thought it'd be too controversial if I showed up. I don't think people are still consoled he's a conservative, but the conservatives and the Republicans essentially the same thing in a lot of ways, and he is the leader of the country. You got to have him there. One of the things I saw. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. Yesterday, something that wasn't picked up that we're going to talk about later is the fact that Ted Cruz was there and he said something about the Supreme Court that has kind of gone hush, like quiet, little hush, hush, hush when it comes to the big things that have happened in the last couple of days. And I think it's a huge thing and nobody's talking about it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. News again, if you're just joining us, appreciate it. Thanks so much. The president, speaking at CPAC today, took on the media, and then later on this afternoon, he barred several media outlets from being inside one of the press briefings that included CNN, who he's always calling fake news, that included the New York Times and the LA Times, that included Politico and BuzzFeed, and over the last several days, he says that They've got to start releasing some of their sources. It's what they should be doing. I, on the other hand, do not buy into it. I don't think they should release their sources. Sources are exactly that. They're a source of information. And if I get information that is handed to me and I can do as much due diligence as possible, obviously this White House is tough, right? You're not going to get, if somebody comes and says, hey, there's a lot of infighting going on in the White House, you may not get a lot of ways to really check inside of what's happening in the White House, minus your source. Where in other situations, you may find one or two other people that may corroborate that. But I don't think you should be telling people they need to say who their sources are. Sources are a vital part of information that flows to the press that we wouldn't otherwise hear about. And it's what keeps them semi-honest, those that run the country. And many other things. Businesses, country, you name it. This is some of the things that keep them somewhat honest. And if we lose that, that's not good. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Happy Friday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.